At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' And then will I declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" The people who say, "Lord, Lord," are people in the church. But Jesus is saying, although you're in the church, although you know the lingo and the mannerisms, when judgment day comes, do you have me in your heart? There is no room for hypocrisy in our lives as believers. We have to be completely loving and living for God in order for us to spend eternity with Him. So the question is, how many of you in the church have a genuine love for Jesus Christ? How many of us are genuinely saved? And on the other hand, how many are fake but claim to be genuine? God is aware that there are some among us who are imposters and hypocrites. So judgment has to begin in the church. And I wonder, what will be the fate of hypocrites in the church? The people who put on a mask and pretend to be something they are not. The people who claim to know and follow Jesus, but they behave in a way that counteracts the Lord. The Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 1, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven." Verse 5, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward." Now, by no means should you be under the impression that we are the ones who can judge and determine a hypocrite, because ultimately, it's an issue of the heart, and only God knows the heart. But we must examine and judge ourselves in a way to make sure that we are not the hypocrites spoken of in the Bible. So the message here is to check your heart.
In our world today, not only is there evil at every corner, not only is there temptation all around us, but this world provides you with so many distractions. There are many things vying for our attention on a day-to-day basis. And to be honest, we can easily, and sometimes unknowingly,
get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big
lose focus on what really matters in life. And so I encourage you to take a moment and think about whether or not you are truly living for Jesus Christ. Or are you content living life and simply putting Jesus Christ alongside everything and everyone else? The Bible in Hebrews 3, verse 15 says, "While it is said, 'Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.' and on this matter of hardening your heart. Proverbs 28 verse 14 says, "Happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity." Now, what does it mean to have a hardened heart? It means spiritual blindness. It means insensitivity towards God's beauty and glory. It means chasing after our own desires instead of the things of God. A hardened heart rejects God. But thankfully, in His mercy, God has offered to change our hearts. And I want you to know that God can change our hearts. Ezekiel 36, verse 26, "And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh." Since the beginning of time, God has been drawing us toward Himself. Even when we stubbornly ignore Him, He doesn't walk away. He never gives up on us. In the book of Matthew, Jesus compares His second coming to a great wedding feast, a joyful celebration of the perfect union between Jesus Christ and His bride, the church. And so we are invited to the greatest dinner banquet of all time. Have you responded to that invitation? Or are you putting it off until the last minute? Maybe you've become deafened to the sound of Him knocking. Maybe your attention has been captured by other things, like work and finances and romantic love. Those things seem important until you realize that they are only temporary. And when your life is over or Jesus returns, they will no longer be of any value. We all think we have more time to get right with God, but the truth is that life is short. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Everything we do today matters on an eternal level. If Jesus came back today, would you be ready? Would you be able to say that your heart was firmly set on Christ? Now is the time to place your faith in Jesus. And so, today, if you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Instead, allow Him to come in and change your life forever.
We're given clear commands to follow all throughout the Bible. And if we are in Christ, we should be fully committed to being obedient. The Bible says that all who love God must also love their brothers and sisters. How many of us would be found wanting regarding this? How many of us love our fellow brothers and sisters? How many of us love our neighbor? Judgment begins in the house of God. The Amplified Translation for 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 and 18 says, "For it is the time destined for judgment to begin with the house of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not respect or believe or obey the gospel of God? And if it is difficult for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the godless and the sinner?" When I read this, I am reminded that I'm never as saved as I think I am, because I can so easily fall if not be for the grace of God. So take this message and be warned. Judgment begins in the house of God. Simply saying, "Lord, Lord," is not enough, but doing the will of the Father, the righteous and holy will of God. That's what counts.
Mm-hmm. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.